Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your loving kindness. We thank you for the way that you look after us day by day, and that your mercies are new every morning. Greetings, saints. Our reading today is Romans 4:22-25 NLT. And because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as righteous. And when God counted him as righteous, it wasn't just for Abraham's benefit, it was recorded for our benefit too, assuring us that God will also count us as righteous if we believe in him, the one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. And where does that idea come from? It comes from Genesis 15 verse 6. And Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. Genesis 15 contains the contract or covenant between Abraham and God. Well, he was Abraham at that time, hadn't been renamed to Abraham yet. And it was between him and God that God promised him to take care of him and give him many descendants. And that was at a time when he and his wife Sarai were old and they had no children. But God is faithful and he fulfilled his promises. So let's talk about being righteous. In 1 John 1 verse 8 to 9, it clearly states, if we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. So clearly every person has sinned. It says so in Romans 3 verse 23-26. For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past, for he was looking ahead and including them in what he would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just, and he makes sinners right in his sight when they believe in Jesus. So, we have all sinned, we have all done something wrong, and fallen short of God's glorious perfection, because God is perfect, he is holy. However, the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, puts us in right standing with God, makes us righteous. And therefore, I am not a sinner, I am an ex-sinner. I am a saint. You can call me Saint Flo if you wish. And you are Saint dot dot dot. Put your name where the dot 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 is. So, everyone has done something wrong in their lives. This is why we need a Redeemer. This is why we need salvation. This is why we need to be rescued, because a perfect, holy, righteous God cannot stand sin. But he loves us. And the only way to reconcile those two is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who bore the penalty of our sin. He paid the fine, if you wish. If you got a speeding ticket and somebody went and paid the speeding fine for you, then you no longer need to pay that speeding fine because it's already paid. Another way to think of it is when you've had a plate of food. The plate looks all grubby and with gravy and tomato sauce and whatever afterwards. But when that plate has been washed in hot water and dishwashing soap, you cannot see what was on that plate before because it is clean, squeaky clean as they say. And so God doesn't see our sins anymore. He sees that righteousness, that clean plate. Remember the parable that Jesus told about the king who made a wedding feast? That's in Matthew 22. I'm just going to pick out verses 11 to 13. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he noticed a man who wasn't wearing the proper clothes for a wedding. Friend, he asked, how is it that you are here without wedding clothes? But the man had no reply. Then the king said to his aides, bind his hands and feet and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That points to self-righteousness, where the man thought his own clothes were quite fine, thank you. And it's not. Nothing that we can do is good enough to satisfy the righteous requirements of God. because he's a holy and a perfect God, and we are imperfect. But we are made righteous by the blood of Jesus. So, yes, if you want to call somebody saint, so-and-so, that's quite fine, because the blood of Jesus has made them righteous, and they are not sinners, they are ex-sinners, and they are saints. In 1 John 3, verse 21 to 24, we read the following. Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence, and we will receive from Him whatever we ask, because we obey Him and do the things that please Him, and this is His commandment. We must believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He commanded us. Those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship with Him, and He with them, and we know He lives in us because the Spirit He gave us lives in us. So here again we see that obeying God's commandments is having faith, it's believing in Jesus. As we just read in verse 23, this is His commandment. We must believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He commanded us. That commandment is written in red letters, given by Jesus Christ Himself, in John 13, verse 34-35. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are My disciples. Jesus Himself said in John 5, verse 24, I tell you the truth, those who listen to My message and believe in God who sent Me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. So just like John 1:12 says, when you believe in God, you have eternal life. John 1:12 is of course a well-known passage, but here it is anyway. But to all who believed in Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. So we need faith. And where do we get faith? Well, in Romans 12 verse 3, in KJV, it says, For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So God has given us each a measure of faith. So we start off with that little bit of faith, however big or small it is, that God gives us. And that's what's needed to believe in Him. So, no excuses. It's just faith already been given to us, and we just need to exercise it and grow it. We don't actually grow our faith, God grows it. As per Hebrews 12, 1 to the first part of 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. The other versions say He is the author and finisher of our faith. That's basically saying the same thing. In the second part of verse 2, Hebrews 12 verse 2, Because of the joy awaiting Him, He endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now He is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. So because we go through what life throws at us, we can expect to enjoy a beautiful time in eternity in heaven with Jesus forever. And the expectation of that, the beauty, the peace, the loveliness of that city with the golden paving, that kind of joy can help to motivate us. And it's not the golden paving that does it. It's the presence of Almighty God that's going to be so real, it will be tangible. And while we do experience that to a certain extent while living on planet Earth, we will experience it in all its fullness and all His glory when we see Him face to face. So it's a hope of heaven and a beautiful coexistence with God, our Heavenly Father, Jesus, our biggest brother, and the Holy Spirit, our bestest friend. We have the motivation to shine our lights. So, shine your light.